I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. From 2021 to 2024, clean energy manufacturing in the U.S. boomed. Companies announced more than $200 billion in investment in producing EVs, batteries, solar panel parts, and more, along with the creation of more than 200,000 jobs. But last year, the industry took a downturn. Matthew Vining is with Atlas Public Policy. According to a report by his group and the Environmental Defense Fund, companies canceled projects that represented almost $30 billion in investment and 40,000 jobs.
And the spike in cancellations or retractions led to pretty stagnated net growth from what we saw as a high watermark in 2024.
According to the report, Trump administration policy changes and funding cuts were a major cause.
Cuts in federal tax credits for clean vehicles, restrictions placed on wind and solar projects at the federal level, as well as lowering vehicle emission standards, just ended up introducing a lot of uncertainty for manufacturers.
Some investment in clean energy continues, but more cancellations have come this year, and the sector is growing far more slowly than it was. So Vining says communities are grappling with the loss of expected jobs and revenue. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hi, it's Nardwar, the human serviette, saying you're listening to CJSF Burnaby and do-do-loo-do CJSF. Yeah.
Welcome to Modern Jazz Today with your hosts Carrie Gaffney
and Jeff Williams,
where we will focus on the ever-evolving landscape of today's jazz, traversing the genre and presenting what's new, what's groundbreaking, and where it's happening, right here and only here on Modern Jazz Today. Welcome to another edition of Modern Jazz Today. New music? We've got it. Up first is Yelena Ekimoff. The new album's called Rosendahl's Garden. We'll check into Strandvågen Pier. Then Nassim Alatrash. The album's called Bright Colors on a Dark Canvas. We'll check into Risala Part 2. Then Sam Yahel. He's got a new album called Quiet Flow. We'll check into the track, Bare Feet. Let's dig in.
Modern Jazz Today with your host, Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams.
We've got new music coming at you in this set. Up first is Carol Wellsman. Her new album's called 14. We'll check into the exotic track, Plus Je T'embrasse. Then Jeff Coffin. The album's called Between Dreaming and Joy. We'll check into Spinning Plates. Then we're going to check into Rafael Greco. The album is called Dice Que Vive, and we'll check into the track Onde. Let's dig in.
Plus je t'embrasse, plus je t'embrasse. Plus je t'enlace, plus j'aime t'enlacer. Le temps qui passe ne peut rien y changer. Mon cœur bat quand tu t'en vas et tout va bien quand tu reviens. Car plus je t'embrasse, plus j'aime t'embrasser. Je ne peux m'en lasser. J'en ai tellement envie que j'oublie tout dans la vie. C'est sans cesse que j'aime t'embrasser. Plus je t'embrasse, plus j'aime t'embrasser. Plus je t'enlace, plus j'aime t'enlacer. Le temps qui passe ne peut rien y changer. Mon cœur bat quand tu t'en vas et tout va bien quand tu reviens. Car plus je t'embrasse, plus j'aime t'embrasser. Je ne peux m'en j'aime t'embrasser. Thank you.
You are tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams.
¿Dónde estabas? ¿Dónde?